From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Chemical weapons inspectors collected samples from Syria's Duma on Saturday, 2 weeks after a suspected gas attack there, followed by retaliatory strikes by Western powers on the Syrian government's chemical facilities. Marissa Melton has the details.
The site visit was confirmed by the Organization of the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. It will allow the agency to proceed with an independent investigation to determine what chemicals, if any, were used in the April 7th attack that medical workers said killed more than 40 people. The U.S., France, and Britain blamed President Bashar al-Assad's government for the attack. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Several former U.S. presidents were among the hundreds of mourners to pay their respects Saturday to former First Lady Barbara Bush, who died Tuesday at the age of 92. Her son, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, remembered his mother.
Even in her 90s, Mom could strike fear into her grandchildren, nephews, nieces, and her children if someone didn't behave. There were no safe spaces or microaggressions allowed with Barbara Pierce Bush. But in the end, every grandchild knew their Granny loved them.
She was the wife of the 41st U.S. President George H.W. Bush and the mother of George W. Bush, the country's 43rd president. North Korea says it has suspended nuclear tests and plans to close its nuclear test site. The North's military is also halting long-range missile tests and said the suspensions went into effect Saturday. North Korean state media said Pyongyang would not use or transfer weapons or technology unless threatened or provoked. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.